ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام يا ابن آدم لا تحمل هم يومك الذي لم يأتك على يومك الذي قد أتاك، فإنه إن يك من عمرك يأتي الله فيه برزقك.
Imam Ali said, O son of Adam, do not inflict the worry of the day that has not yet come on the day which has already come. Because if that day be in your life, Allah will bestow its livelihood as well. Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, one of the beautiful lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is to live a simple life. Now, it is very clearly found in the historical texts as well as the books of tradition and even the tafsir, the extrapolation or the exegesis of the Holy Quran. We find that it is commonly found that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he wore coarse garments, rough clothes. For example, clothes made out of wool or these kind of coarse, rough, hard, difficult clothing. But interestingly, it was pleasant for him. This, even though it is a very small or seemingly insignificant hardship to bear, but still it is a hardship. It's interesting, one of the things that is haram for men to wear is silk. And if you will see that silk is very soft and very expensive. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, he teaches us something radically different. Not only does he wear clothing which is rough, meaning clothing which is uncomfortable to wear, he is actually pleased at this idea. He is pleased at wearing these rough clothing. Now, one of the things, of course, usually this kind of rough clothing is less expensive. It is a clothing which the common people, at least to a certain extent, wear. And if not the common people, then at least the poor people wore these kind of clothes. And another thing which is a beautiful thing hidden within this wearing of rough clothes is the fact that it is a hardship put upon the physical body and the soul, in a sense where it does not allow the body and the soul to enjoy these kind of physical pleasures. Now, of course, we're not saying here that everybody needs to start dressing like the poor, but in the least, we should stop dressing like the super rich and famous. Why do we spend countless, tens of hundreds of dollars or euros or pounds or whatever it is on shoes and clothes and shirts and jeans and what? We spend all this money just on clothing, where Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us, wear clothing which is proper, is clean. But it doesn't need to be expensive. It doesn't need to be extravagant. Rather, keep it simple. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
You for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger." And And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet. And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
A leader does admonishment. And if they are sometimes angry with their followers, it doesn't mean he's condemning them. Basically, a sincere leader will always look for the betterment of his community. Whenever he sees weaknesses, he will talk about it. What is Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar? Wherever he will find weakness in his own followers, he will talk to them. That, well, this is the problem with you, better, you know, change yourself. This is not only Ali, this is actually the sunnah of Rasulullah himself. And even the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just two examples. Look at Surah Jum'ah. The last ayat of Surah Jum'ah is very interesting. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. What does it mean? What is this ayah saying? We repeat it every Friday. It is actually a reminder. The Rasul is in Nabi, Masjid al-Nabi, in Medina. It is the time of Jummah khutbah. And who are there? Mushrikeen? No. They are all Muslimin, not only Muslimin, because they see Rasulullah, all of them by definition are Sahaba. And what happens one day? A trade caravan happened to come into the city of Medina right at the time when Rasulullah was giving his khutbah of Jummah. And when they used to come, they actually used to have their drum to announce that we are here so people can, customers can come and buy their goods. And on that moment, what happened? Majority of these Muslims abandoned Rasulullah. And this is not a history. This is not a Shia book. This is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا And when they saw تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْوًا Business opportunity or entertainment انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا They converged towards it. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا And they left you, O Muhammad, standing on the member giving your khutbah of Jummah. Now you want to tell me that just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became disappointed with the Sahaba here, so they all are gone? So this admonishment, you know, wa'az and nasihat, doesn't mean that this is a basis for condemning the Shia community from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.